a beautiful late spring afternoon here at Lake Logan near Canton, North Carolina with J.S. Sundara. Thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
And we're looking forward to seeing your set here at the Cold Mountain Music Festival. You wrote about growing up in Nairobi without the sort of social status or the ability to place you where you could have luxuries like musical instruments, and I think you described it as a place where you had to fight with your nails to get ahead.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of parallels do you see here in America now that you've been here for a number of years between the sort of things that people are doing, maybe yourself, to get ahead in America versus in Nairobi?
I think there's probably many parallels as far as that's concerned. I think the larger difference would be the fact that there's just more opportunity, and after you fight with your nails, there is some sort of light at the end of the tunnel, where else back home you could just do that for the entirety of your life without actually getting ahead. So I think that the difference is just the result and the access to opportunity. Hmm. Yeah.
What could we learn from your experience, because it's an extraordinary story?
I think largely what I hope that my journey and the trajectory of my life shows is that the idea of the American dream is still something to be desired, and it's still something that is true despite the general turmoil that the country is going through at the moment. Mm-hmm.
Do you reflect a lot of American folk music, a lot of your story and the way that you came on the scene and have been successful with the music that you make reminds me a little bit of the British Invasion, where the British acts of 50 years ago had fallen in love with American roots music and blues music especially. Mm-hmm. And then recreated that into their own music that was highly successful here in America.
Mm-hmm.
We get that, but what about from Kenya? What is reflected in your music from your home?
I suppose my general perspective on things, as being a Kenyan and putting out my interpretations and my perspective, my spin on things in a way that is understandable in the Western world, is perhaps what I'm bringing out the most out of that, and maybe certain usage of language, certain poetic usage of language, and perhaps borrowing from traditional languages that I natively speak, and bringing that to English and in that fashion. So I think mostly it would probably be more language than music, because I think musically I was always sort of drawn to the music that was coming out of here, and that's why I moved here, because I figured it would be the place to make the music that I wanted to make.
Mm-hmm. Huh? Do you have an audience in Kenya?
Not really, no. Not currently, at least.
I'm sure it must have made its way back.
I think so, yeah. But I mean, again, the record just came out, so it's still sort of making its way to places around the world. But at the moment, my market is mostly here in Europe. Yeah.
Can you tell us about the way that you write your songs?
It is since I never really had access to instruments growing up, it always was just words, poetry, stories. And so I still always start writing songs that way, with just poems and stories, and then turn them into melodies after a while.
So. And you write on the guitar?
Yeah.
Any other instruments?
I could write on the bass, anything that's got strings on it, because the music is very secondary to what to the poetry and the stories. It's just a sort of an extra, but the words will always come first, and then I will just find a way to put some kind of music around it, you know, if I can.
Do you have any thoughts about your muse, about where the inspiration comes from?
I think it comes from many places. You know, it's everything and anything. It's nature. It's the universe at large. It's the human species. You know, the struggle of human species, of being human. The journey of civilization. Culture, you know, whatever it is. I think what's key for me is always to follow the muse whenever she comes, you know, just go with her, because if you don't, then she's going to stop coming. Yeah.
The song Master O'Connor is a song that stands out on your record, but it seems to tell a very dark tale. Can you tell us about what's going on in that?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question. That's a troubling song. It's a very troubling tale. I think there is a there's some sort of commentary on slavery, I think so, and I think the journey of I think the sort of the American minority from a place of oppression towards a place of I don't know if you can call it jubilation or empowerment. But it's. I think I'm also still trying to figure out what that song's about. It's a strange one. It's one of those songs that just come out of you, and you know, you sort of work. You're working out the meaning over time, for a while.
Yeah, so many artists will say that there is no overt meaning about any of their art, about the lyrics, about any of the music that they make, any of the art that they make, and they will say that it's really up to the listener, to the viewer, to interpret it.
Right.
But that yeah, so that does not come from anything direct. It's more of an observational kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I think a lot of those songs are very subconscious. I think they mean something, but perhaps my conscious brain is, you know, just putting, you know, like putting a block on it, because maybe it's something too heavy to talk about, and so I just subconsciously put it down in words. But I think they mean something to me too. It just takes time to digest it, you know, and sort of get into it. It's like therapy, when, you know, after a while you feel more comfortable facing these things you're singing about. You know, you're like, oh yeah, I was singing about that. It was a tough time in my life. And so, yeah, it's a bizarre subconscious process. Yeah.
How many new songs do you have?
New songs? Oh, there's so many. There's always a new song. I'll probably write another one tonight.
Yeah. Constantly writing?
Constantly writing, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Do you like to cover anybody else's songs when you play live?
I don't really know many covers, is the problem. I play A Heart of Gold. Recently I have been. I've played Smells Like Teen Spirit before. I've played Knocking on Heaven's Door. I've played Just Like a Woman. There's probably maybe 6 songs that I know of other people's. Otherwise, I mostly just play my songs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now that you've gotten a foothold with a career in music here in the States, the things that you've seen, the things that you've done, if you could change anything about the business itself or the culture or anything that you've come across in your work, can you think of anything that you would want to have be different about it?
I mean, that's a great question. There's a lot of room for improvement for every industry, obviously, but just for the culture, for the civilization, we're in troubled times at the moment, and we're trying to figure it out. So what can we improve? Everything, you know. We can just be better humans in general. You know, I think if I can pinpoint something about the current state of things in America and the culture, there's a very sort of punitive culture at the moment, where people are very quick to, like, you know, to punish people, and I feel like we've sort of, there's almost no room for redemption anymore, and you know, and people are expected to be angels of sort, and any slip of character is you know, is addressed like it's like murder. It's like you killed someone. And so that's just something I noted very recently with sort of American culture, with, you know, the sort of general punitive status punitive way of how people are reacting to things. But I think there's room for redemption. There's room for forgiveness. There's room for improvement, because, you know, we're just trying to figure it out as a human species, and hopefully at some point we're, you know, we can be better. So there's a lot to improve on as a larger answer.
When I think about artists and musicians, it seems that they are at the same time idolized but also stigmatized.
Mm-hmm.
There's both going on. They're both things happen in degrees,
right,
to artists. The way that people, their conception of you as, you know, as a career, or as, you know, as what you're doing day to day, it's a strange sort of you know, the two things oppose each other, but they're happening in to a degree. You know, we love Bob Marley, and he's looked up as a kind of saint, but you know, not so much in a lot of circles when he was alive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I don't know.
Yeah, that's a mysterious thing. I think, well, part of it is just the whole industry of music is very mysterious to a lot of people. People don't really know what it is that needs to happen for someone to start playing in a coffee shop, and for someone to be playing at the Madison Square Garden, or at Saturday Night Live, or, you know, what the journey is, or what it takes to do that, you know. And I think that perhaps that's where that distance is, and that can cause stigma for sure, because you don't understand it. But it can also cause adoration, because you don't understand it, because you're just in awe of it. It's just a mysterious process, because you go to a bar and you see this band, and you're like, oh, you could probably play Madison Square Garden, you're good enough, but you're not.
Yeah.
And it's like you start wondering, what is it, what music is it that makes its way, that has that path, that has that sort of impact on culture, to travel through those, you know, that echelon from the bar to the garden. So it's a very mysterious thing, who knows. I think for me, I just hope to be able to have positive impact on the culture, and, you know, on the civilization at large, and, you know, have, you know, be a force for good in some way, because it's mysterious to me as well. Yeah,
very well said. Yeah. Great, that was excellent. Is there anything else did you wanted to add, anything I left out?
I think you did great.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Very much looking forward to your set.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for your time.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely.